Welcome to today's Daily Manna of Saturday, the 1st of July 2023. Today's topic is the flip side of success. Our text today is taken from 2 Chronicles chapter 26 verses 1 through 21. Verse 1. Then all the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and made him king in the room of his father Amaziah. He built Eleth and restored it to Judah. After that, the king slept with his fathers. 16 years old was Uzziah when he began to reign, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Jechaliah of Jerusalem. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Amaziah did. Verse 5. And he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. And he went forth and warred against the Philistines, and brake down the wall of Gath, and the wall of Jabneh, and the wall of Ashdod, and built cities about Ashdod, and among the Philistines. And God helped him against the Philistines, and against the Arabians that dwelt in Gerbel, and the Mehunims. And the Ammonites gave gifts to Uzziah, and his name spread abroad even to the entering in of Egypt, for he strengthened himself exceedingly. Verse 9. Moreover, Uzziah built towers in Jerusalem at the corner gate, and at the valley gate, and at the turning of the wall, and fortified them. Also he built towers in the desert, and digged many wells. For he had much cattle, both in the low country, and in the plains. Husbandmen also, and vine dressers in the mountains, and in Carmel. For he loved husbandry. Moreover, Uzziah had an host of fighting men that went out to war by bands, according to the number of their account by the hand of Jael, the scribe, and Maaseiah the ruler, under the hand of Hananiah, one of the king's captains. The whole number of the chief of the fathers of the mighty men of valor were 2,600. Verse 13. And under their hand was an army, 300,000 and 7,500, that made war with mighty power, to help the king against the enemy. And Uzziah prepared for them throughout all the host shields, and spears, and helmets, and habergeons, and bows, and slings to cast stones. And he made in Jerusalem engines, invented by cunning men, to be on the towers and upon the bulwarks, to shoot arrows and great stones withal. And his name spread far abroad, for he was marvelously helped, till he was strong. But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction. For he transgressed against the Lord his God, and went into the temple of the Lord, to burn incense upon the altar of incense. Verse 17. And Azariah the priest went in after him, and with him 80 priests of the Lord, that were valiant men. And they withstood Uzziah the king, and said unto him, It appertaineth not unto thee, Uzziah, to burn incense unto the Lord, but to the priests the sons of Aaron, that are consecrated to burn incense. Go out of the sanctuary, for thou hast trespassed. Neither shall it be for thine honor from the Lord God. Then Uzziah was wroth, and had a censer in his hand to burn incense. And while he was wroth with the priests, the leprosy even rose up in his forehead before the priests, in the house of the Lord, from beside the incense altar. And Azariah the chief priest, and all the priests, looked upon him, and, behold, he was leprous in his forehead. And they thrust him out from thence, yea, himself hasted also to go out, because the Lord had smitten him. Verse 21. And Uzziah the king was a leper unto the day of his death, and dwelt in a several house, being a leper, for he was cut off from the house of the Lord. And Jotham his son was over the king's house, judging the people of the land. Key verse: 2 Chronicles chapter 26 verse 16. But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction. For he transgressed against the Lord his God, and went into the temple of the Lord, to burn incense upon the altar of incense. Much truth is contained in the saying that there's a thin line between confidence and arrogance. It's called humility. Confidence smiles, arrogance smirks. Unfortunately, most people who develop confidence by virtue of attainment are not careful enough to observe that line. They end up where arrogance leads, downfall. This was the case of Uzziah, the son of Amaziah, who was made king of Judah at age 16. His 52-year reign ushered Judah into one of its most glorious and prosperous era. The source of his success was not hidden. He was under the godly influence of Zechariah the prophet, who had understanding in the visions of God, and as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. He was a visionary and energetic ruler, who invested in agriculture, military advancement, and fortification of Jerusalem. He became internationally famous. Sadly, when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction. He crossed the thin line between confidence and arrogance. He was withheld from usurping the priest's role and he got angry. He was, at once, struck with leprosy and had to abdicate the royal office. Here is the flip side of success. Most people can manage poverty and failure, but only few are able to manage prosperity and success. As the Lord enables you to make progress in life, or attain success in your chosen field, it is wise to place your confidence in Him, and not in self. Never allow your success to get into your head, to the point you attribute it to yourself, look down on others, and forget God. Thought for the day: a poorly managed success turns into failure. The Bible in 1 year. 2 Kings chapters 1-2.